Hello, this is Peter Savio with Climate Matters, and we're happy to welcome Kevin Bailey today. Kevin is with High Peak Solar, and we're going to go through a few segments. The first segment really talking about High Peaks. Kevin's got a lot of experience in New York, and then we'll get into community solar. A lot of folks have been asking, and community solar is a great opportunity. We just want to make it more accessible and have customers be better informed. And then lastly, we'll spend a segment talking about some of Kevin's experience internationally. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great to have you. So maybe we can start, Kevin, just talking us through your experience in solar. What got you into it, and what's the history with High Peaks?
So I got into solar when I was a student at SUNY Albany. I remember taking a class called Resources, Problems and Choices, and it was an international-focused class. I was an international political science major, and that course was all about sort of the pending cliff of petroleum usage and worldwide energy usage, and talk about what problems exist today and what are some of the answers. And one of my takeaways from that class was solar electricity. And having graduated, I was pretty sure I wanted to be a hands-on technician and learn how to install solar panels. And so I took an unpaid internship installing systems up in Vermont with a company called Central Vermont Solar and Wind. And I did that for a couple years, went back to school for a couple years, and then did an electrical construction degree at Hudson Valley Community College, and then opened my business about 4 years after graduating from SUNY Albany.
Mm.
So it was a while to get started, but once I got started, I was just glad to be there and have a chance to work in a field that I really wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, and you say a while to get started. I would say for most people, even making the choice of what they're going to get started in and really involve themselves with, it doesn't happen overnight. And meanwhile, you, like a lot of others, are out there exploring, learning, and doing the actual work. You're talking about the getting started as the starting line for your own business. So when was that? What year was your business started?
That was in 2008 is when I had the courage to file the paperwork and say, this is the path I'm going.
Cool. So High Peak Solar is located where, and who are your typical customers?
So High Peak Solar, we have a showroom up in Winanskill on Main Ave. We have started off and continue to be a residential contractor serving homeowners throughout New York State, both grid-connected and off-grid systems. We're able to give people those options and get contacted from different types of customers who are really looking for guidance and education on what solar panels can do both economically for themselves as energy independence perspective for their home, and just a way to help the environment. And so we guide them through the purchasing process.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you've also done some diversity, including some commercial. And what's the region where most of your work is going on? And what have you learned over the years? What's happened in terms of the trend lines on costs or on customer priorities?
So panel prices have come down, which I think we all celebrate, and and what continues to drive that is larger system installations, which we're seeing now, little bits at a time in upstate New York. And what that's allowed is just for more solar, which is good for everything. And so whether it be an off-grid system, being able to have more panels for more power generation or bigger solar concentrated, plant producing megawatts of electricity, it's cheaper, and that trend continues to happen. Although we may be hitting a floor in pricing over the next few years, we'll see where that ends up going. But since I started, the price of panels is down 1,000%.
Wow, 1,000% in about 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Wow, Wow. Yeah. So you are listening to Climate Matters, and we are here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media with Kevin Bailey of High Peak Solar. We're walking through some of the history of High Peaks and the kinds of priorities that customers have seen. And Kevin just mentioned 1,000% decrease in solar module costs in the 10 or 11 years he's been in business. So Kevin, what does that mean in terms of affordability? How does it translate if a customer is looking at, well, I've got National Grid or I've got NYSEG today? How does it compare if they were to move to solar?
Well, it's a tough question. There's usually a custom situation for everyone, and depending upon what their needs may be in their home, they can have a handful of panels, 6, 7, or 8 panels can satisfy their whole usage, or some homes need 60 or 80 panels to generate what they would need. And so every time we're contacted and speak with a person, the first thing we discuss is efficiency. What are they using for electricity, and how does the panels fit into their solution for their what they're trying to do? And one of the reasons I wanted to have a showroom was to have a place where people could come and see, you know, what do the panels look like? What is it doing? What's an inverter look like? You know, what does that do? You know, can you do stuff off grid? You know, how do you do that? What's that equipment look like? What do you have batteries? Do I need batteries? And so by creating this showroom, I created a place where people can come and see the equipment and see what some of the options are for their homes, and kind of just hope that they have an interest in going further.
You've got the show and tell right in the showroom. You've also got the information you provide the customers. If you're a residential customer and you decide, well, I'm really interested and I'm patient enough to do efficiency and I know it's the most cost-effective solution, or I'm impatient and I just want to do solar and it's 35 panels that I want to put up. Is it typically competitive with National Grid costs today, or is it the kind of thing where it really does depend on how much solar gain or the individual home issues, the logistics of getting the installation done?
Well, grid-connected systems are a long-term investment.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's driving that market is typically from an investment standpoint, because you're offsetting your electric bill and you're looking at it that way. For off-grid customers, it's a necessity. And in those situations, many of our customers have approached us and said, well, we're getting quoted $50,000 to run power to our new home. Is there a way we can do this with solar that is more cost effective and would avoid having an ongoing bill as time goes on? So in those situations, we can be more cost effective than the utility company. And that's very gratifying, because it shows that this isn't just a super expensive technology, it's cost competitive. And that's what has been one of the things that you hear about solar a lot.
Yep. So the motivations are different whether people are looking off-grid or on-grid, and we've just got about a minute left in this segment. What do you see is emerging in terms of solar? Are people asking about storage? Are they asking about efficiency? You know, what are people really hungry for now?
Well, depends upon what sector we're talking about. From the policy side, it seems like the policy is going towards larger storage in high volume or high consuming areas of the state, largely south of Albany in the Hudson Valley as you get closer to New York City. There isn't currently no residential storage incentive, but there is one for commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a little difficult to overcome when speaking to a homeowner about that. So I think it's growing. We've done our first lithium battery system for a homeowner, which was really neat. They could now basically have power all the time, and not have to worry about having the grid go out while they're out of town.
Well, so. We want to thank Kevin Bailey from High Peak Solar, and we'll continue the conversation on our next segment. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.